Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Jay speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
28205.
Your first and last name, please, ma'am.
Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y.
Okay, let's see here. And can you verify your shipping address for me, please, ma'am?
3110 Stancil, Stancill Place, here in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28205.
Okay, let's see here. Looks like on January the 25th, there was an order for the Ascend Keto and Cleanse. Looks like you called in on February the 11th to cancel this out.
Uh-huh.
So this has been canceled out, ma'am. What can I do for you today?
I was calling because I still see the charge on my card for $91.89.
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't say that was being refunded. That charge was for the products that you received during the trial.
That was the $6 and something and then the $7 and something.
Yes, ma'am.
No, but it's another charge after that on the
Yes, the $91.89.
What's that for?
Okay, ma'am. There were terms and conditions when you signed up for those products. The shipping and handling that you paid for those products was for you to try those out for a 14-day trial period. If there was no cancellation done within those 14 days, then it billed you the retail value of those products. It only billed you for one because you canceled out to prevent from billing for the other charge. They actually are about $91.89 apiece, the keto and the cleanse. So it looks like when you called in to cancel on the 11th, the cleanse had already been billed to you that morning. You canceled that afternoon. So once you canceled it out, it prevented the other charge of $91.89 from coming to your account.
So although they got ordered on the same day, I mean, how does that work? If they got ordered on the same day, why wasn't one got canceled?
No, well, what happened was it usually they bill at different times. It would have billed sometime on the 11th, or sometimes they'll bill one day and one the next day. I'm not sure. We don't handle billing here. We just do customer support, cancel out accounts, and issue refunds and things of that nature, but we don't do the billing here. But let me see, you signed up on the 25th. Your trial would have ended on the 9th or 10th of February. So that's why they billed you on the 11th. But if you hadn't called and canceled on the 11th, you would have been billed another $91.89 for the other product.
Called and canceled on what day?
You canceled on the 11th. That charge was done, it says here, at around 7:38 a.m., that $91.89 on the 11th. And then it says you called in and canceled about 1:38 p.m. on the 11th. So that charge had already been processed before you called in and canceled. Which is probably why the other charge didn't go, like I said, they didn't bill because you had canceled out your account.
Yeah.
If you would have canceled before the 11th, you wouldn't have been billed anything at all.
But even though they were purchased on the same date, a minute apart, the billing is different? They're less than a minute apart. The billing is different?
Ma'am, as I stated, we do not handle billing here. We just handle refunds and customer support, canceling the accounts. We don't send bills out to be billed. So I'm not sure why they didn't send both bills at the same time. I'm not sure.
So I was calling you because that's the number on my credit card. So for billing, is there a different number? Would it be the number that I called to cancel to find out?
Yes, well, ma'am, the same number. We have the same number that you have. We have the information that I provided you. That's the only information that we have. We are a third party for these companies. We have over 150 different companies. So we don't handle how they bill. We don't know anything about the billing.
Number that I called to cancel, is that part of the billing, or do I call them back to find out why it's different, or you don't know? Because it's a different number that I called to cancel, which is the 844. But you're
yes, ma'am, there will be two different numbers because there's two products. As I stated, we have, there's a number for each product, the same company.
I understand what you're saying. I was just trying to get a better understanding about why they billed it that way. So I was trying to find out who would I call to find out why they billed it that way.
You would call the customer support number, ma'am, that you just called?
You didn't know why they billed it that way.
No, ma'am, I don't. We because we don't bill. But that's the only number that we have, ma'am, is our customer support number. As I stated, we have many companies that we just provide support for.
Yeah. I understand what you were saying about your company being third party and a support for it. I was just trying to find out exactly how to reach the billing company. Is there a number to reach for the billing company, not for?
No, ma'am, there's not. Because there's nothing being billed to you, for one, anymore. Your account is canceled.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. When I called and canceled on the 11. I understand that. And I understand that I was billed, well, I was charged, not billed, I was charged for only one product because they had already put that one through. But they didn't catch the other one because they hadn't charged it yet, which would have been, you say one was charged.
Well, actually, they didn't even attempt to charge you. What I'm saying is it would have been, let me see what that would have been, that price. It would have been $92.90. The $91.89 that went through on the 11th, that was for the cleanse. The $92.90 would have been for the keto, which probably would have been charged later on the 11th, but you canceled before they even attempted to charge you. So once you called in and canceled, it stops anything from being charged or billed or sent out to you.
Yeah, so do I get the extra bottle of cleanse besides the trial or what?
No, ma'am, because you were paying for what you had already received. The terms and conditions stated that you didn't pay for those in the beginning. You just paid shipping and handling. You didn't pay for those products. So if you would have canceled, like you canceled on the 11th and they didn't bill you for the keto, if you would have canceled, they wouldn't have billed you for any of this. You just would have gotten those products for the shipping and handling. But since you didn't cancel, then it billed you for those products that you had already received. So you paid for one of those, and one of those you just got for shipping and handling because you canceled out your account before they billed you for it.
Okay. I was just trying to get a better understanding because they really want for me just let somebody, you know, borrow my card, and they read through it, and they said 30 days. But she had 30 days to call and cancel.
Now, she could have had 30 days. What the terms and conditions state is that you have 14 days. It's a 14-day trial. But it says that you could call in and get that trial extended. That way you would have the full 30 days. So if she, whomever, you know, received this, if they would have called the day that they got that product, or, you know, just to give feedback or ask any type of question about that product, they would have offered to extend that trial for the full 30 days so they could have gotten a chance to see if this was a product that would work for them.
Oh, so 30 days is just if she would have called in before the 14th.
Exactly. The terms and conditions state that it's initially a 14-day trial, but it could be extended for 30 days, but you just have to call in and ask for it to be extended. Or sometimes you don't even have to ask. You can just call in, and an agent will see that you're in trial and will automatically ask, do you want to extend your trial for the full 30 days?
Called a cancel, it just stopped everything, and she was.
Yes, because it was already after the trial. So once it's already after the trial, you call and cancel, it stops from the moment we cancel it out.
Okay.
So that other product that probably would have been billed maybe an hour or so later, it stopped it from being billed because the account was canceled.
So nothing else happens. She just paid for the product she got, and nothing else happens. Everything else is canceled. So the $91 plus the shipping and handling is all a wash.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to make sure that my card ain't going to be charged anything else, and she's not expecting anything else. She just owes me $91.89.
Yes, ma'am. There's no more. There's no more billing, and no more products being shipped. So everything is closed and canceled out on this end.
Okay. Okay, then. Thank you. I appreciate you taking all the time to get me to understand what's going on, so I have a better understanding.
You're quite welcome, ma'am, and I thank you for contacting customer support. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy Valentine's to you too, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.